Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, hello. Good evening, everyone. And welcome to another episode of Stats of the Day. I'm your host, Karam. And as always, we are here to analyze the Saturday matches and the Friday night match as well between Brentford and Brighton. So five matches in total. Last week, we had five matches with 17 goals. This game week wasn't as much. We had only 9 goals for so far this game week. But before I jump in, let's check if everything is fine. And welcome everyone in the stream here. Murphy, hi. 51 points, that's very nice. You still have a lot of players to play for tomorrow's matches. Only half of the game week has gone. So, yeah, your points, your rank is never going to be the same by the end of the game week. Tom, good evening. How are you? Nice to see you all. I have posted a poll as something new to the channel. And this game week will be mainly about the highest player, which player had the highest XGI for this game week. It's not going to be about the XGI every game week. So next game week will be something else. But for today, yeah, you can have a guess. If you watch the matches, some players stood out for you as well. Could be. Obviously, you have 4 choices. All of them are forwards, so you can tell it's a forward. Okay, let's start by going to the match day report and check on the results and the key statistics from each match. Okay, so we have 5 matches, pretty good results for the home teams and in 3 matches and 2 draws. So we have a Brentford win against Brighton, 2-0. Oops, you have already the results here. So let me check. the results. So what did you decide, guys? Which one has the highest? Apparently, Solanke 35%. That's interesting. Okay, so poll will end in a minute, but obviously you can see the results here. So Solanke 39%, that's a good trick I made. Harry Kane with 24, Tony with 24, and Mitrovic with 15. Well, actually, if you look at the match day report here, you will see across the board that actually the highest is not mentioned here in terms of XGI, so that's good. Right, so to decide on the poll, I'll end the poll. And the highest XGI player is Harry Kane. After 7 goal attempts and his goal from the penalty, Harry Kane has accumulated a total XGI of, here it is, of 1.46. He is the highest. Followed by Mitrovic, Tony, and Solanke was the lowest. I will chat about him. It's the second week where his statistics are a bit low, but he's returning. So well done to the owners if you started him. But let's go to the match day report again. Brentford win against Brighton. So Tony, Ivan Tony with 2 goals and 3 bonus points. 12 points in total because he's got a yellow card. But his total XGI is 1.1. He's been very decent recently. And you've got him instead of Mitrovic during his injury, or you own him already. I'm sure you jumped up the ranks. He's very, very good choice, and well done on picking him. Raya, what's interesting about this game week is we have 5 clean sheets in today's matches. It's one of the highest on the Saturday matches, as far as I can remember. So it's really about the goalkeepers for this game week. Raya with 7 saves, a clean sheet, and 3 bonus points as well. 2 bonus points, sorry. Solimarsh with an XGI of 0.5, a big chance total with one. He is the standout player from Brighton. Nothing much from Brighton from this game week. It seems a little bit difficult for them after the manager change, so that's something to keep an eye on. Tony got 3 bonus points and Raya got 2, so that's something on the screen. You see the screen needs to be corrected, but it's 2 bonus points. Right, Leicester against Crystal Palace. It's a draw, 0-0. Basically, Madison was, again, the best player from Leicester in terms of stats, in terms of gameplay. But he got a kind of unnecessary yellow card in the 93rd minute for simulation, and he will be suspended. So that's disappointing for the owners, but then you will have to look for alternatives. And there are some players that stood out from matches today, could be of interest, so we will have a look shortly. Harvey Barnes continues his disappointment for the second game week in a row, a total XGI of just 0.29 and another blank. My man Castagna, he's a legend, he is a legend. 3 returns in a 3. He was subbed off before they conceded to Bournemouth, so yeah, what a guy for me. He's been really good on a wild card. He's again in the top defenders for key statistics. Not much, it's only a 0.22, but he's racking up the points and he's very cheap at 4.4. So, as of Crystal Palace, Guaita, he's been the star man with 6 saves and 3 bonus points, a total of 11 points. So that's amazing. Zaha, another game, and another underwhelming day for him, as total XGI of 0.25. This is Zaha for you. Every season he does that. When you own him, he barely does anything. When you sell him, he starts to bang. So it's a tricky one to deal with. But yeah, he remains to be one of the main players for Crystal Palace. So if you keep faith in him, he will be returning points in the next few game weeks. Wolverhampton, a tiny win, 1-0 against Nottingham Forest from the penalty. Robin Neves scored the penalty. His XGI was the highest between the Wolves, and it's 0.84. Effectively, that's almost the penalty if you take out 0.75, 0.77, whatever the variance in counting the XGI for the penalty. He didn't involve much apart from the penalty. Pretty much the same for Brennan Johnson, with a total XGI of 0.83. If you own him, you're a bit unlucky with a penalty miss. So that's mainly it for the outfield players. Another game, another goalkeeper masterclass. Jose Sa is a very underrated pick, in my opinion. He's every season does that. He is now, I think, 13 points clear from the total points in terms of goalkeepers. He's the highest by 13 points. And his XG prevented for this game, it was 1.3, including the penalty and another save. Clean sheet, 3 bonus points, 14 points in total. That's amazing. If you have Jose Sa from the beginning of the season, you are in a very, very decent situation with the goalkeepers. Unlike many of us who started with Ward, switched to Henderson, and now switched to another goalkeeper, Jose Sa is doing the business. Darren, Madison suspended for game week 12. Yes. And ideally, myself, I was looking for Arsenal players because I have to buy him back. But obviously, Arsenal are blanking in 12. So if that yellow card came 1 week later, that would be ideal for a transfer. But we have to find alternative now. Madison replacement. So with this episode, I will show you who stood out today. And on the Scoutcast will be later this week. We will take a look at some options, of course. But let's see now. Let's see. Continue moving on to Fulham and Bournemouth. This one was a goal fest with 2-2. I know some managers have started both Mitrovic and Solanke, so they got the meat of this match. Mitrovic has the highest XGI from Fulham, that's expected, came back from injury, scored a goal from a penalty, 5 goal attempts and 1 bonus points, that's what he ended up with. Andreas Pereira, what a guy, another assist for him. With total XGI of 0.56. Why did I write goals in Pereira? Apologies for that. It's an assist. If you see the screen, it should be an assist for Pereira. Total of 5 points. Solanke, a total XGI of 0.35. Well, that's interesting because it's the second game week where Solanke does not shoot up the key statistics, but he's returning. And from last episode, we mentioned that Solanke's statistics are more slightly towards the expected assists. This game week was the other way around, was the expected goal higher, or the biggest proportion of his stats today. So, kind of a mini complete package where it gives you a mini complete package that's a bit big on Solanke. But he gives you goals and assists. 5.8, 5.7 he's now. That's more than decent. Tottenham and Everton at the last game of the day, which just finished an hour ago. Harry Kane has managed the highest goal attempts of 7, 4 chances created, 1 goal, 3 bonus points, 9 points in total. If you've got Harry Kane, or maybe you hitched and captained him over Haaland, you are in a decent position. Son, with 4 goal attempts, 2 chances created, a blank. So if you've picked Kane over Son, you won the hedge. And if you have picked Son over Kane, then you are down in the deal. As of Everton, not much really. Standout player was Pickford with 5 saves. Kind of got a hand on the penalty. He was very, very close to save the Kane's penalty, but he did not manage that. We saw today a cameo for Dominic Calvert-Lewin, so it will be interesting for the next few game weeks how he's integrated. As long as he has played, he's been very, very important player for Everton. So we might have soon another striker option in DCL, but that's very early to say. Who would you switch James for the next game weeks, Mike? Well, let's have a look at the defenders, but before that, let's go at the goalkeepers. And there are a couple of picks from today's matches about the defenders. Maybe you could be interested in one of them, especially from the Spurs side. So let's have a look at the goalkeepers. All right, so as a no surprise, we already mentioned that Jose Sa has been the star for the Wolves game with a penalty save and a total XG prevented of a plus 1.3. So he got a clean sheet, and he managed to save or prevent an XG of 1.3, which is an overperformance in that term, which is fine. I mean, it's that's what you want from a goalkeeper that can prevent more goals. Same stats, same XG prevented for Raya with a plus 1.3. He managed 7 saves, conceded his team or his defense, conceded 2 big chances. But he managed to save them. So that's a very, very decent return. Vicente Cueta, 6 saves in total, an XG prevented of a plus 0.6. Pickford, although he conceded 2 goals, he managed 5 saves in total. And Bernd Leno of Fulham, he managed 4 saves, and the XG prevented was 0. So they conceded what they should concede. That's the translation, effectively. Sharif, how on earth Leicester versus Palace ended 0-0? I mean, Yeah, Leicester are tightening up somehow, improving defensively. Danny Ward has got, what, two clean sheets the last three, four game weeks. So, things will not be the same every game week. I think the expectation was much higher from this match. Expectation was more goals. Even saw some captaincy options on Madison. This is how it is. Thank you, Sharif. Thank you very much. Okay, let's move on to the defenders and see some interesting picks. Okay, so because we had only 5 matches today, 10 teams, so the picks you are seeing here not really like a trend or Cancelo type of names, but most of them are cheaper players, and you could be interested in downgrading James into one of the cheaper players to afford a more expensive midfielder or a striker. If you don't have Perisic, I mean, he was the best defender for the day in terms of XGI. He's been involved in 4 chances created and total expected assist of 0.36. Issue with Perisic will remain always the minutes, but he is a decent pick. I think he finished today on 8 points, managed 2 bonus points. So if you are willing to take a risk and afford the odd benching, then I think he's a decent option. Royale will not be coming next week, but next game week, which is a midweek, but I think will be the one after. So you have 4 options: Doherty, Royale on one side, Sessegnon and Perisic on the other side. Even Perisic can play on the right side. So it's kind of a bit of a risky but good pick at the same time. Risky in terms of expected minutes, but Perisic is a very decent pick. If you look for something a bit safe, Romero will give you that kind of attacking return every while. You don't expect him to get something every day week. But for example, today, chances created, he managed 1. He might give you a goal from a corner or something. At 4.9, maybe slightly expensive. Maybe you go to Eric Dier. But for today, he managed a total XGI of 0.35. Brighton have 2 picks here in the table. Veltman managed an expected goal involvement of 0.31. Lewis Dunk has managed an XGI of 0.28. My man, Castagna, he's another alternative pick if you look for something really cheap at 4.4. He's managed a shot on target today. You will not see many defenders with many shots on target for the day. Doherty, Castagna, and Veltman managed a shot on target. So, not very massive, but at least you can smell that the goal or the attack rate will be coming soon. Doherty, however, I expected much more from him. He managed only an XGI of a 0.13. I believe that's the shot where it was saved and then Kane got the penalty from. So it was not a higher quality shot, but at least he's getting the minutes. And now at 4.6, he's very cheap, he's very good. Probably an option you might consider. And Conte has praised him after the match that's Doherty he knows from last season. Obviously, granted, he might be benched next game week. But no, I mean, Doherty is very cheap and he is capable of getting an attack return. Okay, so we move on to the midfielders. And before we move on, if you like the show, please like and share. And if you are first time here, please subscribe so you can get notification to all the shows that we stream throughout the week. So let's continue. Midfielders, quite new names here. So Robin Neves is the highest in terms of HGI, thanks obviously to the penalty that he scored. He managed another shot on target, so that's total of 2 shots on target. Onyeka of Brentford at 4.8, He's not a nailed starter. I checked his minutes. He's been coming on some cameos. Today, I think he was first start of the season. So I don't think he's going to be an option for now. But he's got one big chance created, one goal attempt, and a total XGI of 0.6. And he got the assist, I believe, for one of Tony's goals. So he's someone you can... shortlist for an enabler if he continues to have these minutes. I know we have had that with the Silva early in the season and it didn't work out. But yeah, Onyeka, it's a first start, so it's very early. Andreas Pereira, it's nice to see him again high up in the list. 4.6, I don't know why he is 4.6 until today. 3 total chance created, 1 goal attempt, a decent XGI of 0.56, and 1 assist. So you can really rely on Pereira if you need to field the player. I think next game week, with a blank to Arsenal and Man City, many of us will be with 9 or 10 players. So players like Pereira, I would field him happily. If he gets nothing, that's 2 points. If he gets something, that's more than fine, right? Madison, he will miss the next game. But good to mention that he was high up in the list for today's matches. Son, 2 chances created, 4 goal attempts, 1 only on target, and a total XGI of 0.52. And if you move on down the list, you will see Harvey Barnes and Wilfried Zaha with 0.29 and 0.25 expected goal involvement, respectively. So, a bit disappointing for Barnes and Zaha. That's mainly for the midfielders. And we now move on to the forwards. Okay, so forwards... like the previous weeks, it's a bigger list for today. A lot of strikers have either scored or posted some good numbers. Harry Kane tops the list with an XGI of 1.46, a total of 7 goal attempts, 4 shots on target, and he even missed one big chance. So he's been really on it. He's been shooting a lot. And he got a goal and 3 bonus points. So very well done to the owners. Mitrovic, it's good to see him back after the injury. It's good to see him on the score sheet after a few blanks. 5 goal attempts. That's the second highest after Kane. And total XGI of 1.17. Ivan Toney, he had 2 goal attempts, 2 shots on target, 1 expected goal involvement of 1.1. Basically, Toney has been a bit quiet, but he scored the penalty and he scored a very nice goal. So, a brace, very nice indeed, 12 points in total. And down the list in the middle, you get to see Solanke. So he's not very high up, and these kind of situations where normally we say it's unsustainable, but at the same time for Solanke at 5.7, just take the points around. So very nice returns from Solanke. A total XG of 0.28 out of total involvement of 0.35. So this game week has been more into the goal involvement. So very nice. If you have one game towards the assist, the other in the draws, as long as he's getting points, that's great. The rest of the names are, I don't think they are much of an interest, but Richarlison has been putting out an XGI of 0.28. Not sure if you would pick Richarlison over Kane. Price difference, yes, but Richarlison isn't very nailed, and I think he was subbed off today due to an injury. Daka, always the minutes with Vardy or Iheanacho, but again, an XGI of 0.28 wasn't the very best, but still very cheap, 5.7. Could be an enabler if he gets the chances to play much more minutes. So that's it for the forwards. And right, so that's it for today. I'll be taking a couple of questions before we end the stream. It was a bit short today, 5 matches only. I'm happy to take a couple of questions. Tom says, No Emerson for 2 more Premier League games, so Doherty may well start. Yes, I agree with you. So he will miss the next weekend game. That increases the chances for Doherty. He is, if you are going to wildcard soon and you've picked Doherty again, I don't think he's going to be a problem for you, because you're probably going to wildcard him out by game week 13 or 14 if you plan so, or if you see risk on minutes. Alex has a question about Sterling, Trossard or Nunes captain for game week 12. Well, let's have a look. I mean, I haven't thought about the captaincy at all. And I don't actually remember the matchups for next game week. So I know Liverpool is playing West Ham. Trossard is playing Nottingham Forest. All right. And Sterling, Chelsea playing against Brentford away. Well, I mean, these options are interesting. I still want to see tomorrow how they play. I mean, Trossard has played already, so it's kind of, yeah, he could be, but at the same time, I don't think I'm going there myself. Maybe Salah, if you have him somehow, if you tend to buy him, maybe he can be an option. Nunes could be as well. It's gonna be tricky. I'll be honest with you, I haven't spent much thoughts on the captaincy for next game week. Things would have lined up nicely to Madison next game week against Leeds, but he got suspended, so that's out of the equation. And we will have to see tomorrow's matches, because I think whatever we say now, it will be changed by tomorrow's matches. So yeah, we will we'll have to wait a bit. And does Ward get bonus points today? I think if you mean Danny Ward, he will not. I believe he finished on 6 points. And if you mean Ward of Crystal Palace, I think he got 2 bonus points. So that's to clarify. I think Ward's Palace is the one who's gonna get bonus points. Okay, so that's it, guys. Nice and short, only 31 minutes. I'd like to thank you all for coming over, and I wish you a very nice weekend ahead. It's gonna be a quick turnaround. I'll be back on Thursday to cover the Tuesday and Wednesday matches, so I'll be probably live before Thursday matches. And then I'll be on the Scoutcast as well on Tuesday. So yeah, smash the like button, smash the subscribe, and I will check in with you all pretty soon. Take care of yourselves and have a nice weekend. Cheers.